I see so much online right now that is so like fear-mongering about astrology and this total solar eclipse, and I just want to post a video and say we're gonna be okay. Like, we're gonna make it through as a society, as a people. Yes, eclipses come around to shift and transform us and highlight things, but we're gonna be fine. We're gonna survive as humanity. And also, we have solar and lunar eclipses every single year, generally 4 times a year. So this particular total solar eclipse is not the end of the world. It's just the shift of an era. And if we look at this from a more metaphorical stance, ask yourself, what in your life do you need to take leadership in? And also ask yourself, what are you here to teach? Because that's a huge portion of what this eclipse is doing. It's asking us, like, what kind of shit in your life have you gone through that you can make gold and tell people, like, it's gonna be okay. You're gonna be okay. You know, the whole world is shifting before our eyes for a reason. We're seeing atrocities, we're seeing a literal genocide take place. And it's up to us to be like, hey, we as a people are actually the leaders, not these elitist regimes that make these rules and policies that basically enslave us all. So that's basically the purpose of this eclipse, to find our inner warrior, to allow our inner light to shine through. Whether you're going to watch the eclipse in person or whether you are going to take your time and meditate and go inward, that's what this entire event is teaching us. And you know, whether or not these earthquakes are linked to the energy or you know, to scientists trying to play God, you know, turning on particle colliders or HAARP trying to manipulate the weather, it's really up to us as a people to start asking these major questions and understand that there is a bigger force at, you know, in power above us. Whether it's God or universe or collective love. Really, that's the gist of this whole thing. It's like, it's yet another step towards understanding love.